Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome back into Mixed Sunday Morning. Hey, we in studio special guest, Mr. Dickie Wright. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Robo Motors, a wonderful life. Dickie, if someone were to, off the street, were to walk up to you and ask you, who is Dickie Wright, what would you say?
Just a small town boy from Sylacauga.
We talked off air. Okay, you better get it in really quick about your wonderful wife.
Yeah.
Wonderful wife, wonderful life. Because I say I have connections to your wife.
Right.
So I can, you know, make sure this gets to her. Well, you've been here all, you grew up here in Sylacauga.
Yes, sir.
It's a great town.
Absolutely.
It's a super town. And I know it's offered you some great opportunities.
It has. Like I said about my wife, I'm very fortunate. Married a girl from Sylacauga, Stephanie. She's wonderful. Two kids, Trey and Kaylin. Kaylin's married. Trey's fixing to get married. They're 23 and 21.
Does that sound odd to say?
It does, man.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know. Guess I'm getting there.
I've got grandkids, and I don't feel when somebody says, well, you're a grandpa now, and I don't feel it.
Right.
I feel like I'm that kid that ran around a football field with you.
That's right.
I mean, I still do.
Sure.
But life changes fast.
So fast.
And then you're blessed to do something that I think is one of the coolest things. You get to work with your dad.
Absolutely. It's great. Family business. I've been with him since high school. I decided I'd go to junior college. That wasn't good for me, so came to work for him. And I guess in 89, 90, when we got out of school, kind of left for a little while, opened a tire shop, sold it out, come back. Now we're partners, thank goodness, and we've ventured out and bought Sylacauga Handicap, so built us a new building out on the 280. So
on the main strip?
Yep. Very fortunate to be able to do that.
How's that move gone from downtown to out on 280?
You know, it's good. We've been very fortunate. It's with buying the other business, it really helped getting everything under one roof. More room, space. My son's come to work with us.
Three generations.
I've got my whole family. My daughter's working a couple days a week right now, and my son's full-time. My dad full-time. My mom, she's sometime. She's going to get me for saying that if she listens to it. But, yeah, we've got a great group out there. Everything's been really good for us. We're very fortunate.
Well, again, we thank you for sponsoring the show, because I'll just tell you that this show reaches more people than I ever would have thought.
Right.
That's why in the prayer before the show, I just always ask, because I ask the Lord just to take this thing over, and you never know who listens on Sunday mornings, and you never know who gets the podcast.
Sure.
I had a friend a few weeks ago who was really struggling in Houston, Texas. And she stayed up all night long and listened to, I think there were 44 podcasts at that point, all night long listened to the podcast. And that's nothing to me. I'm not saying anything about, that's the power of the Lord and what he does through this. So it's crazy. And I thank you for stepping up and being the banner sponsor of this show.
Glad we could do it.
All right, we'll get back to music, but we'll be back with more from Dickie Wright on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. In studio with us, Mr. Dickie Wright. And Dickie, it's been a long time since we were in school.
Yes, sir.
And but I gave you some homework, and I think that's funny to say. Because somebody said, Greg, do some homework. I said, man, I didn't do it back then. Why am I going to do it now? But I asked you to bring a Bible verse today, because I love how when guests come in, you may think that's something, it may be weird to ask that, but it's funny how Bible verses come in seasons of life, and they apply to seasons of life.
Right.
And you brought one for us this morning, and I asked if you would read it, and kind of tell us what that verse means to you, or if it meant something to you in life.
Well, this is something, I guess, my wife actually kind of got it going back in the day when my kids were young and she would take them to school. It was Proverbs 22:6, says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, I guess it just kind of speaks for itself. And we, with your kids growing up, she was taking them to church, and this was into school mostly, but when she would read this to them, and or recite it, if you will, but just kind of hits home.
And I've seen that over and over in my life with my kids, because, you know, everybody thinks, you know, my kids were perfect, and my kids were not. I wasn't perfect. My kids weren't perfect, but I always prayed for them.
That's right.
And I always saw how they always would come back to Christ, you know, come back to church, come back to knowing that. And that's all we can do. You train them up, you teach them, you pray for them, and they're in better hands than our hands.
That's right.
Well, all right. I think we got you for a couple more segments. The clock's on, and I don't know how much money I have, so we'll get on to them. Mr. Dickie Wright, Robo Motors. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning in studio. Mr. Dickie Wright, Robo Motors, the sponsor for Mix Sunday Morning. And Dickie, I've thought about this all week long, and we don't get to talk a lot, because the times we did get to talk after high school, you were fixing one of my junker cars, piecing it back together so I could get it back on the road to get me to wherever I needed to go. But a lot of people don't know, we played football together. Right. Yep. And we were in a very, what I'd call a candid huddle, the group we had. We had Mr. Bill Hodges, who is not a loss for words, and he wasn't a loss for words back then. But then the one thing I remembered, you know, getting down, calling the play, I could look up and see all of you. There was always this calmness in your eyes. And I'll never forget that. No matter what happened, I mean, you had red, rosy cheeks. I always remember that. But you always had this demeanor of this peacefulness. And I see it still now. I mean, how you've dealt with me in life all the way to now. The Lord has blessed you with that. And you don't know how much that meant to me back then, because people didn't know how I was struggling. My right. family was struggling. And, you know, I was out there fighting as hard as I could, not having a lot to fall back on. And you guys were a blessing, and you were Dickie, without being able to say a word. And that's how God uses people. You know, that you didn't have to say a word, but you impacted my life. And I will never forget that. And I see it every time that we talk, is that same person back then, you're still that same person. That is just a blessing to see.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Because we had some...
had some good times out there.
We did.
We had a good group of guys. Bill, Chris Hodges. Bill Hodges, Chris Wallace.
Oh, Willis, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Heavy D.
Heavy D.
Heavy D.
God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm. Juice, Chris O'Neill.
Somebody said he's doing real well.
Stepped on every defender's hand after he ran the football. And, I mean, that was a lot of fun, man. We beat Childersburg on the last play of the game. I think we finished the season. I have to go back and look at things. Right. We finished 4-6. But we went to the third round of the playoffs,
right,
and should have won that game in Tuscaloosa. We played Hillcrest, and we should have won that game. We lost 14-10. And you talk about one of the scrappiest football teams around. We were tough, offense, defense, and I have no better respect for any coach I played for in four different states than Coach Don Flippo.
Don Flippo, great guy.
He was the best.
No doubt.
He was another one that impacted my life, because he gave me an opportunity. because going into that season, I wasn't supposed to be the quarterback. There was somebody else that was supposed to be the quarterback, and he gave me that opportunity. And I thought I totally stunk. I really did. But you hear from other people all the time. You hear things, but, man, I just wanted to take this segment to thank you for what you did in my life.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you, brother.
All right. Well, I think we got you for one more. There's no telling what might happen in this fourth segment. We'll be right back with Dickie Wright right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Again, in studio with us, I'm so honored and blessed to have Mr. Dickie Wright and I'd say Robo Motors, but this morning I brought you in to be Mr. Dickie Wright. So we talked about last segment, what you've meant to me in my life. The segment before that, we talked about, I know what you mean to your family. Because it is, you got a pretty cool family.
Absolutely.
Your wife and my wife know each other. Your daughter and my son, oh, my youngest son grew up together. But I'm proud of her. You know, I'm proud of my son now.
Absolutely.
You know, because he has a kid. We have two. We have a, I don't want to call it a step-grandson because he's really not. He's our grandson.
Right.
He's three. And then we have little Hayes. He's 11 months old. So we have two boys. He has two boys running around. So he'll.
That makes life good.
What do you always hear from your parents? You pay for your raisin.
Pay for your raisin.
He'll pay for it. He will pay for it.
He's a good boy.
He is. I know I was going to ask. Some people ask me, your building downtown, right down the street from us.
Right.
You still use it? They said they still see cars down there.
We do. We keep some cars down there. I wish we could keep more with the car business and the world the way it is. It's just buying enough to stock it. I mean, we
use car.
I'd like to keep 30 or 40 there, but I think we have 10 or 15 at the most. We've hired the guy to run it downtown, and it's doing okay. I mean, with the new location, we're locked in pretty hard out there, but. We're fortunate enough to have both of them open right now. So
you're out there with the high rollers, aren't you?
I wouldn't say that. We were just out there with the traffic.
Yeah. You know, oh, whatever. Whatever. Stepped up. I remember, man, back when I started working, that was the fight. I mean, people wanted everything to stay in town. I mean, it was the fight when Walmart came in. They're going to take everything out too. But then the other people, the other side was, that's the future of Sylacauga. It's 280.
It's taken me 25 years to get to Highway 280. And that's kind of a laugh around the office and my family because, like I said, my dad's owned that property for 25, 30 years, I guess. And we always said we were going to move out there and move out there. And of course, you know, never happened. And then finally, when I came back and got involved, and like I said, we became partners, and then we bought Sylacauga Handicap. It just finally just worked out. God made it happen, and, man, it's been great.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I know you brought your verse today, and it was, train up a child.
Yes, sir.
If somebody's listening this morning or on the podcast 10 years from now, if somebody's out there struggling with anything in their life, what could you tell them this morning? I mean, you just gave a testimony of 25 years it took you to a dream. I mean, it really was. And it took God to put all that together because it just wasn't your business. It was you took on another business and put them together,
right,
to make that big move.
Oh, anybody can do it. Just keep working hard, stay strong, and keep your eyes focused forward. And, you know, God will help you, and your friends and your family will stay with you and just keep going.
That's what I was saying. You put your family on the payroll, right?
Absolutely.
and I've worked for family business, and if payroll doesn't come around, who doesn't get paid first? The family.
That's exactly right.
Well, Dickie, it's been a blessing. I thank you for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
To come this morning, and I meant every word I said about you. You're an inspiration, because I know if you're an inspiration to me, I know what you are to so many other people.
Well, thank you.
So just know that, and know that you can go around and be a light for the Lord without saying a word. That is a gift he's put on you.
Well, thank you.
So I thank you and Robo Motors for sponsoring this show, and just keep it in prayer, because there's no telling where the Lord can take this show. And I told you off air, it's brought guests in. It's brought the biggest Christian artist in here. It's brought a pastor from Kenya on his couch on Zoom in here.
Outstanding.
People from all over the United States. It keeps on coming. In a few weeks, we'll start a new segment from Dr. Jeff Springer, who was on last week. His book, hashtag Dad Prep, Preparation for Legacy, will be a 52-week devotion. We're going to break those down, and each week will be a kind of a snippet of that devotion. And it's not just for dads. It's called hashtag Dad Prep, but it's for moms, kids. It's he's picked 52 special words and built a devotion around those words.
Okay.
So that's all coming up. And I mean, I keep having star after star and another star this weekend here. There's no telling what might happen. Well, God bless you, Dickie. God bless your family and God bless your business. And thank you again for being a part of Mixed Sunday Morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
We'll be back with more. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.